Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm so grateful you've taken the time to stop by. Welcome to the Journey Towards Transformation. Tonight we will be looking at the wisdom of Dr. Seuss. My name is Villa Paolo. I am an inspirational speaker, radio host, obviously, and I'm the author of the book, 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation, which is a 30-day devotional to help you grow and develop and to evolve spiritually. And you can purchase that book on Amazon or on the site of the publishing company, Balboa Press. And I know that you will enjoy the book, and I'd love to get your feedback on that. Again, 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation. And tonight we're going to be taking a look at the fourth devotional in that book, Be You, which is based on a quote from Dr. Seuss. And we'll also take a look at some additional wisdom from Dr. Seuss. Now, I want to make sure that we're all settled and are focused. I also do want to take the time to thank the people who listen on archive. I do see you're listening. They have stats, or I don't know what they call it. They give out information. And I see you listening after the program, and I want to thank you for taking the time to follow up with me and to take that time so that we can be together later in the week or later in the day. So thank you so very much. And I also want to thank all my great guests that I've had before who have just been a pleasure to have on the show, and to let you know that I will be having them back again. And I've got some special things planned. I'm looking for Father's Day for the month of June to have all men as my guests. I have a friend, the Unstoppable Coach, who wondered if women are always wanting to buy books about transforming their lives and informing their lives and coaching. But are men interested in that too? And so we'll have him lead off the month of June. And I have other special guests. I do have special guests for us at the end of the month in April, and more things coming. And so I'm grateful to those who have been on my show beforehand. And I'm grateful for those of you who listen on the archives. Thank you so very much. And I am grateful for those of you who listen on the computer and listen live and who are with me here tonight. I want to thank you. I am grateful. And I'm glad that we're on this journey together. And so let's get focused as we take the time, our journey towards transformation, the wisdom of Dr. Seuss. Let's just begin by taking, and I do want to, as part of the program tonight, is being yourself. I'm having a glass of wine. Glad you know, coming home and chilling, and let me give my husband, last week, you know, we had some time issues with me getting here to start the program. I do work quite a distance from where I live, even though I love where I work and the people I work with and the things that I do. And I always say that my husband has some kind of ninja car magic because I was actually here an hour before the program, which has probably never, ever happened, especially when I work the distance that I do from the house. And I am grateful for his ninja driving skills, and I was able to welcome and make room for such a great event to happen. And so again, thank you for being here with me tonight or whenever you listen to this. So let's take a few minutes to get focused, to get settled, because tonight we'll focus on being you, wonderful, inspirational, dynamic person that you are. So let's take a few deep breaths in through the belly and out through our mouth. And one more. So tonight we'll be looking at fourth devotion in my book, The 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation. And this, the premise of the book, is that it's the 30 days towards the journey. The transformation isn't an event. It is a journey. And that for many people who know that I'm a minister and inspirational speaker and motivational speaker, that they would come to me for help and looking to develop and grow spiritually. And this book was created as a tool say, you know, if you work on something for 21 days, it becomes a habit. Let's add those extra 9 days, 30 days, that it becomes ingrained in what you do. And so with that, what are the things you need to do in that first week to get you set? So the first thing, of course, is gratitude, and then solitude, that time by yourself. Meditation, which we talked about last week. And then this week, an important aspect of spiritual growth and development is being yourself. And as I thought more about this, I realized I've become more in tune with this recently, and I think it may have something to do with my age. I do think that being in my 50s, that I've come to a point to where all the little stuff that used to drive me insane or would matter, it doesn't matter anymore. I'm going to be who I am, and that is still a work in process, but the part of myself that I do know and have experienced and have loved, I am enjoying being myself. And I don't know if it's possible. I know that all things are possible, but I encourage those who are listening to that in their 20s and 30s and 40s, no need to wait till you get in that golden, wonderful decade of the 50s, which every decade of my life has gotten better. So I'm already very much enjoying my 50s. But to be yourself, to unleash who you are, to embrace who you are, to allow who you are to be. And so today, we're focusing on Be You, which is the devotion, the fourth devotion from my book. And it begins with, be you. Today you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. And that is a quote from Dr. Seuss. Ah, the wisdom and genius of Dr. Seuss. I don't really have much more to add. Be you. Not who your driver's license or birth certificate says you are. Not who your genetics, job, family, society says you are. Be your true self, divine, love, abundant, joy, peace, prosperous, whole, creator. Let the real you emerge today. Being yourself. And I want to take a look at these attributes because they're all very true. And to give us that capacity to develop, to mature, to evolve, to become that, to allow and to make room and to release and to experience and to enjoy our true self. But yes, I am not who my driver's license says that I am. I'm not just that. Yes, my name is on there and I'm from California and, you know, even the weight on my driver's license is not true, which is a whole other story. But who it says I am, my name and where I live, those are just facts about me that are accurate as of now. But it doesn't touch the inner me, the true me, the person that I am yearning and growing to be. And then the birth certificate as well. I had a thing where I, when I was a youth pastor and I tested my kids on faith, I talk about it in my book, and they were trying to tell me they weren't people of faith. And I told them, you're people of great faith. Because you have taken it on faith that your parents and the people in your family are who they say they are. You have probably never seen their birth certificate or their driver's license. I mean, they told you their names and you believe it, but they could be somebody completely different and they're presenting themselves in that way. Well, I got a call from the pastor the next day saying, what in the heck did you say in the youth class? But the point is, people are who they present themselves to you to be. And that without their, that you're not confined or defined by your birth certificate, by your driver's license, your genetics, your job, family, or society. That all those may be a part. Yes, I am a human, and I'm a woman, and I'm African-American, and I live in California. I mean, I'm not trying to deny those things. I live in my own little space world in a teepee on Venus. No, but those things don't have to define me. They are the stats about me. But how I think and how I act and how I self-express, my right thought, my right action, and my right self-expression is the basis of the internal me, the eternal me, and the internal me. and so to be who I truly am, to go beyond the stats about myself. That one, I am divine, made in the image and likeness of God, a divine person, that I am love. I'm made in the image and likeness of God, the Bible says, and so many other ancient texts, sacred texts say, that God is love. So if I am made in the image and likeness of God, in addition to being divine, I am love. And I am abundant. I am abundance. I am all that I need, and all that I need is me. Joy. So happiness is based on circumstances. I was happy when my favorite basketball player, LeBron James, finally won an NBA title. I was happy based on that circumstance. And I was happy when he won it again. Not so happy when he returned to Ohio, but happy that he followed what was in his heart. But happy is based on circumstances. Joy is a mindset, an attitude, a lifestyle, a choice. That even in bad circumstances, in challenging circumstances, I still choose to have joy, or I still choose to allow myself to express that part of me that is joy. And then peace. One of the best definitions I've seen of peace is that peace is not the absence of strife or chaos, but that it's I have peace even in the midst of those things, and that I am prosperous, that I am a money magnet. Money comes to me easily and effortlessly, that all my relationships are growing and prospering in joy and love and acceptance. That not only am I all, but that all continues to prosper. And that I am whole, perfect, and complete. So, you know, I was on the train the other day with a man who said he never believed that a marriage or any relationship was 50-50. So that you mean you're just bringing half yourself, and that other person's bringing half of themselves. But that it was 100-100, that you got to bring your whole self. Kind of like my favorite part on the Hokey Pokey. Let me have I'm going to take a glass of this wine because I am enjoying myself. And the Hokey Pokey, which is one of my favorite songs and dance. I know if my daughter listening to this, she is so embarrassed right now, which of course is my job as a parent to embarrass her at every chance I get. But what I love about the Hokey Pokey is that it starts with put your right hand in or your left leg and your head. But eventually, it's put your whole self in. You know, and that's what it's all about. It's putting your whole self in. Understanding that I don't need a man or a woman or a job or a car or a place. I am whole as I am. And that all, and as I increase and in touch and believe and express my wholeness and all those things that I want to add, and all these things shall be added unto me. And of course, divine love, abundant joy, peace, prosperous, whole creator. I didn't even touch on that creator. But again, this whole list is about recognizing, acknowledging, touching, embracing, accepting, and then expressing myself as being in the image of God, and that God is a creator, that God creates, and that that is also a part of how I am, and that all these attributes, divine, love, abundant, joy, peace, prosperous, whole creator, all of these things are part of being in the image and likeness of God. And that as we say yes to that, and as that emerges, we become more and more our true selves. Now, this isn't talking about being like, oh, I'm a divine, or, you know, I'm so holy. I mean, okay, this is about being my true self, with all of these things integrated, with it being integrated with my girlfriend and my husband will tell you that I am probably the most goofiest person that they know. I can be so silly, and I love it. But that is a part of who I am. That doesn't mean that I, you know, I'm like sitting in that yoga position that my legs can't get in, and I'm like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being the real you, but understanding that everything you do comes from this acknowledging, embracing, accepting, and expressing of our true self. And one of the things I wanted to do, which was a great study for me, which is to look at the wisdom of Dr. Seuss. Yeah, it was strange to me to find out that Dr. Seuss was actually kind of controversial at one time, which I totally could not even understand. Like, how did there be controversy about that? But again, in a world that is based on conformity, in a world that wants you to not think, but do what everyone else does and be what everyone else is being, for Dr. Seuss to create all sorts of crazy characters, and that, yeah, I mean, I think about the alphabet book. And I think Z is a zizzer, zazzer, zup, or some word he just made up, and it's some strange creature. I love it. You know, even the creatures that he had, like, you know, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know, that think, be creative. You don't have to be in the box or be in, draw within the lines. And there is something controversial and crazy about that. But in touch with children, I think most of us didn't realize it as children because that's where our minds are at. Of course, it was a zizzer, zazzer, zup. There's all these other things, and you know, that of course, because that's where a child's mind is. It's when we become adults and we want to believe the rules and the stats and the information that we have to remember that no, that's also, that there's some truth there, but that I am bigger than that. I am beyond that. I am more than that. So as we had the quote that I chose to include in my book and that I use for tonight and on my episode information. Today you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. I've seen a quote, don't try to be someone else. That job's already taken. Be yourself. And some other quotes by Dr. Seuss. That really got me to thinking, like, wow, there is some real radical, there's a radical theology, a radical psychology, and a radical sociology. I'm going to have to go and buy all those books. I know that someday, like 10 or 15 years from now, 10 years, yeah, my daughter will be like 32 or 37, and I may become a grandparent, that I would definitely, I mean, Dr. Seuss are like classics. I was told, I don't remember. So when I was a kid, that Green Eggs and Ham was my favorite book, and then I wanted it read every night and more than once. And now I realize, what is that book about? It's about a man who doesn't like Green Eggs and Ham because it's not a part of his square, it's not a part of his box, not a part of his routine, not a part of what he knows. And so Sam I Am says, you know, would you, could you in a fox? Would you, could you in a box? Would you, could you in the train? Would you, could you in the rain? He presents him all these things, and he just says, no, 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 because I'm not going to think outside my box. I'm not going to go outside my box. This is who I am. And finally, to get Sam I Am to leave him alone, he says, I will taste the green eggs and ham. And then he loves it. So then he goes to the yes, I could, you know, in a box with the fox in the train on the rain, in the rain. And so, again, that very simple book, which I can see so in my mind, Green Eggs and Ham, that it's an invitation, a roadmap, a pre-YouTube video of how to step outside your comfort zone, to draw outside the lines, to realize that there is more to you today than you even know, and that if you're willing to experience that, to open to that, to make room for that, you may find out that you love some green eggs and ham. I'm enjoying the show myself. It's like, wow, Dr. Seuss, who would have known? So what is it about being you that as being myself and one of those things about being a co-creator with God, being a creator, that I today can say I want my life to be different. And excuse me. One of the things that I have not shared on this show is, how did I get to this journey? How did I get to be where I am today? That, yes, I say that in my 50s, I'm more open and expressing myself and living the life that you say, when you're 50, you're going to be doing this. And be like, nope, that's not me. But you see, it was me. I had to make room for that. But at 43, I was at a place in my life where I couldn't have been any lower. I was unhappy. And I said, in 7 years, give myself that seven from the Bible and from so many other sacred texts, that special number seven. In 7 years, I'm going to change my life. And at age 50, I had done just that. But I was just getting started. Power was with me. And when I made that, what I didn't realize is that I was setting an intention. I was bound by religiosity and stuck in a certain mindset. But when you say, I'm going to be my real self, I'm going to live the life that I want, the universe goes into, warp. And it starts bringing things to you. And people and books and situations came to me. And today, many of you don't know, I had a job. I was laid off for 1 year. And because I wasn't good with finances and had challenges with money that I am still in the process of healing, I was in a bad way in that I live in the house of another person because they have been kind to open their door to me. And yet, in the midst of that, it was a two-hour commute. I have been happier than I have been in my life in many years. And it's because I decided to be for the things that I want to have in my life. And so here are some quotes from Dr. Seuss that are all about being you and being able to create and live your best life. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. Be who you are and say what you mean, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. Only you can control your future. If you never did, you should. These things are fun, and fun is good. Oh, my Lord, growing up thinking that fun was bad and be serious, and I'm going to read this quote again from Dr. Seuss. If you never did, you should. These things are fun, and fun is good. Here's an amazing quote, and I've seen it so many times, but as I did the research for this show, I thought, wow. Join my wine. Why fit in when you were born to stand out? Let me read that again. Why fit in when you were born to stand out? Always remember, you are braver than you believe, than you seem, smarter than you think, and twice as beautiful as you ever imagined. And this is just a crazy quote I oftentimes see things on Facebook, and there'll be like a bird, the one I know, it's an owl. One owl is standing straight, and the other owl is doing its head in a weird way, and they say, everybody needs a weird friend, or all of us have that weird friend. And I think, yeah, I get to be that weird friend. And I love this quote. I like nonsense. It wakes up the brain cells. Remember when we were kids, and we would just laugh about the most insane and crazy things? You know how many kids have ulcers, heart attacks, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, hardening of the arteries? They don't. You say, no, those are things from coming old. No, they are things from becoming old in our mind. But that laughter that kids have, that running around, that believing in nonsense and magic is what keeps them in good health. That connection to who they truly are keeps them in that place. And that is my desire for all of us on this day, that as we can step into that space of being ourselves, Yes, I am a woman. Yes, I am a human. Yes, I am a mother. And yes, I am a lover. And yes, I work. And yes, I'm a Californian, a Southern Californian, and a Valley girl. And all those things are wonderful aspects of who I am. And they influence or are reflected in how I talk and who I interact with and where I like to shop. Like I told my boss today, they're talking about Nordstrom's and at this place called The Grove. I'm like, why would you go there when you could go to the Topanga Mall? Such a Valley Girl statement. Why would you leave the San Fernando Valley to shop when you could go down to Topanga? So yes, my Valley Girl roots do affect me, but I'm not defined by them. So if I want to, I can be a Southern Belle. Northern, not North, it's too cold for me up there. But again, I am more than my driver's license and birth certificate say that I am. And I live every day in that experience of being more, welcoming more, allowing more, and doing more. I want to finish by reading my devotion again and then taking a few minutes to get us focused and to encourage us all. I'm sure they're available online, or you can go to that place called the library. Or if where you live, they still have bookstores there. Fortunately, where I live, there's a Barnes & Noble bookstore nearby, but I know there aren't too many because of people like me who buy electronic books. But that opportunity to read Dr. Seuss again, not just as a silly kid's book, but as a life-transforming, a life-informing manual, a guidebook on how to be your true self and how to live as your best self, to see those books in a whole new light. Be you. Today you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. Ah, the wisdom and genius of Dr. Seuss. I don't really have much more to add, and yet I rambled on for 30 minutes or so. Be you. Not who your driver's license or birth certificate says you are. Not who your genetics, job, family, society says you are. Be your true self, divine, love, abundant, joy, peace, prosperous, whole, creator. Be the person who you want to be while you're listening to this program, because you're wanting to be transformed. And it's a process. It's a journey. But it's well worth it. We all started out as caterpillars, which are beautiful in their own right. The caterpillar has something so much more inside, that there is a butterfly that will fly from here to there, taking life-giving pollen with it. And that, yes, there is that chance and that time for us all to become that butterfly, that where we go, we can take life with us. Let's end that on a one more, actually two more. And one final one. Blessings, peace, and joy. Thank you so much for joining me tonight or later on the archive.